Canada. We are here with freshly inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. I gotta say it like that because it's exciting. Nickelback, congratulations, you guys. Like,
thank
this
you
is
so
amazing.
Much. Thank you.
So proud of you guys. I know this is a very, very exciting time and fresh off the induction. Like, was this always kind of like a long-term goal for you guys when you just started out? Like,
yes, things are going as planned.
Yes, I knew
to our
it.
Our evil plan.
Yeah. Yes, like step by step, you checked it all off the list,
yeah,
right?
At the age of 13.
Yes.
Learn to play your instrument.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Go on tour.
Yes. Politics is next.
Get record deal.
Yeah.
Get inducted to the Canadian Hall of Fame. It's just everything's going according to plan.
Okay. Well, and I mean, what would be next? Like, this is a pretty high goal to achieve that you were inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. I guess Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Next goal on the list. Next check.
Get canceled.
Oh, yeah. This wasn't part of the plan.
Let's get canceled.
We've been trying for months.
Yeah.
Mike, have you heard the lyrics to our songs? I've been
trying.
Is it too late?
Are we impenetrable to cancellation?
Okay, well, this could be the question to do it. Uh-oh. If there was a specific Canadian thing that was the Canadian Music Hall of Fame trophy, what would it be?
Oh, I don't think the four of us are going to win the Stanley Cup. So,
oh, okay,
it's like a golden Tim Hortons cup.
Yeah, or like a hockey stick and a bowl of poutine.
There, yep, that's good.
There you go,
real bowl of poutine. Oh, that would be actually
maple
outstanding.
Maple
real
syrup, everything.
Not
like
brass.
Good. Oh, I love it. do you guys remember where you were when you actually found out you were being inducted?
I think we were in New York.
Fitting.
Do you know better than me? I don't remember.
We were on the promo run. At the start of, so when we were just releasing the album, that's what I believe we were told when we got to the East Coast, eh?
Yeah. Okay. So Get Rolling Tour kicks off in June. What is kind of the plan before you guys get rolling? I had to say it. sorry, it was right there. Before you do get rolling onto that tour, what would the downtime be, maybe, or it's just all prep till?
We did that to ourselves, by the way. Okay. We did name the
that
album.
That was.
Just an immense amount of practicing, practice, practice, practice.
Mike and I do that.
Well, yeah, these guys do it. We do an immense amount of panicking before we go on stage. Okay. But yeah, I think we're gonna get ready in May and try to bring, you know, best of shows we possibly can. It's been a while, so this will be fun. It'll be good to get rolling.
Yeah. How many more times can we say it? can we talk about maybe the openers for this tour? Because this isn't typical of the style of openers you guys would have on a big Nickelback North American tour. So friends before the shows, obviously, but I guess is this kind of the angle you guys are going into this tour?
Yeah, we wanted to try something different because we've been going back to the same well, it feels like, for the last 20 world tours. Not always in a row, but like we've had the same, we've had, you know, I can think of one of our openers who's done at least four tours with us, minimum.
Oh, no. And great openers,
trying to do something different now.
Cool.
Instead of going back to that same well of, you know, sort of rock arena area, just wanted to dip our toe into a little bit of a different pond. And so we thought, what about a little country rock thing here? Like, maybe let's see if we can, you know, widen our audience a little bit. And it's been working wonderfully, like, so far. You know, all the reports we're getting back, people are incredibly excited to see this tour. So we're incredibly excited to go on this tour and bring the best show we possibly can.
Okay. Can you talk to me about the Those Days video? I started crying when I watched
it.
Because it just kind of like really, really hit me, like right where it was supposed to hit me. Was that actually someone's garage?
Yeah.
What,
someone's garage?
Well, no.
Yeah.
Someone.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, no.
It is, in
no.
fact, someone's garage.
Yes, it is.
It is, in fact, someone's garage.
Super quick story about that, though. They were looking for the perfect garage, and they were checking all over Lower Mainland Vancouver, and they were striking out everywhere. And they were in an area, and they were walking down the street, and this guy happened to have his garage open. And they were like, that's the perfect garage. Unfinished, all that stuff. It looked great. And the guy said he was out walking his dog. He goes, I never leave my garage door open.
Amazing.
And he did that date. Serendipity. That's serendipity, I think so.
Yeah, things just work out for you guys.
Well, you know, when location, to find a garage that's unfinished, and we needed a double door so we could, you know, so the camera wasn't moving past a, you know, a separation piece. To find a garage that looked just like that, it actually took the location scouts 2 weeks to find the perfect garage, and just, you know, by happenstance, just came across this garage. And then it was our job to, like, you know, then you got your decorators that go in, and it's like, we just said everything we wanted in there. Mm-hmm. So we want, like, an old Atari system just sitting there. We want all those old posters from that era, and, you know, all the banners and flags from our favorite bands, and we really want to take, you know, the viewer right down that road of nostalgia, right into memory lane, and make him
cry.
And it worked.
Make him cry. A little bit of a softie.
Nice. I like that.
All right. Well, coming to a city near you, Canada, Nickelback hitting the road soon. Once again, congratulations. We are all so very proud of you here in Canada.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.